This is our last Yom Kippur Shir, our last Yuma Shir, I should say. Our last Masechus Yuma Shir for till the next cycle, Bezer Hashem, or till Yom Kippur, I guess. And Bezer Hashem, Daf Yomi starts Sukkah tomorrow. So I wasn't really sure which topic to do. I was going to do something about brain death, because the Gemara discusses at the end of Yuma about when you're saving a life on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, at what point can you continue to be Mechallel Shabbos with the hope that there might be life under there, and at what point do you say, you know what, he's not there anymore, he's already passed away, and therefore you can't be Mechallel Shabbos. But the last few sugyas in Maseches Yuma have so much about tshuva and Yom Kippur and Vidui and all of the Leibitik topics, I thought it would be kedai to go through a little bit about Vidui, especially today's daf, in light of today's daf. So we'll discuss a little bit about the inyan of Vidui, particularly the way we do it on Erev Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, exactly the relationship between Vidui and Yom HaKippurim, or Vidui and the Tfilos of Yom HaKippurim. Let's start with the Gemara. The Gemara that we learned in, it's really in yesterday's daf, but because of the daf Yomi, there's only an Amar Aleph on today's daf. I read it this morning's Shir. The Gemara in source number one, Tana Rabbanan, we have a Braisa. Mitzvahs Vidui Erev Yom HaKippurim Mimchashecha. There's a mitzvah to say Vidui on Erev Yom Kippur as it gets dark, after it gets dark. Avlomur Chachamim, however, even though the mitzvahs Vidui is really a mitzvah of Yom Kippur, but Amr Chachamim Yisvada Kodem Sheyachal V'yishteh. A person should say Vidui earlier, before he eats and drinks, before the Suda Mafsekes. Shema Titruf Taito B'Suda, because we're afraid he's going to have a Tiruf Hadas in the Suda. So what does that mean, he's going to have a Tiruf Hadas in the Suda? Says Rashi, Machmas Shichrus. It means that he's going to get drunk, you're going to eat and drink a lot, and then you're not going to be able to say serious Vidui later on, when it comes time for the actual Chiyav of Vidui. So Chazal, in their wisdom, decided that it would be smarter to say Vidui before you eat and drink, so that at least you'll get one really good Vidui in for that day. That's how Rashi understands. You might think, okay, so I already got my Vidui in for today. If there's a mitzvahs Vidui at Mariv, and another one at Shacharis, another one at Musaf, and another one at Milcha, another one at Neila, the Mariv one should be covered by the Vidui that I said in Erev Yom Kippur. No, even though you said the Vidui already, you have to say the Vidui again. After Sheyachal Vishta, Shema Ira Dvar Kalkola B'Su'uda. Why? So I would have said, what do you mean, why? The mitzvah is a mitzvah of Yom Kippur. The mitzvah is Vidui Yom Kippur. You didn't say Vidui Yom Kippur. You said Vidui before the meal and Erev Yom Kippur. So that's why. That's how the Gemara says. The Gemara says, why? Because who knows? Maybe you did Averis during the meal. It's like the Gra counted, what was it, 15 Averis that people say between the end of Ni'ila and Vuhurachim Mariv and Navatzai Yom Kippur. There's so many different Averis that a person could do. So who knows? You're having your Sudam of Sekis. You think you're behaving. You think you're being good. But you don't know. Maybe you did some Averis during the meal. So if you did some Averis during the meal, right, Rashi says, Dvar Kalkola Shalchet. So that's why you need another Vidui that night. And then the Gemara tells us, and you should know, that it's not the only Vidui you're going to say on Yom Kippur. V'afal pishazvada arvis yisvada shachris, shachris yisvada musaf, musaf yisvada mincha, v'mincha yisvada b'ni'ila. You say Vidui at every single tefillah on the day of Yom Kippur. Good. V'hechon omro, and at what point in tefillah do you say it? So yachid achar tefillaso v'shliat tzibur omro be'emtza. The yachid, when you say Vidui individually, in the silent Shmon Esrei, you say it after the Shmon Esrei is over, after all the brachos of Shmon Esrei are over, and the tzibur, the shliach tzibur, says it in the middle of the Shmon Esrei, before he finishes all 18 brachos of the Shmon Esrei. So a number of things just sort of jump out about this Gemara right off the bat. First thing we have is that the Gemara very, very clearly distinguishes between the Vidui that we say on Yom Kippur and the Vidui that we say before Yom Kippur in terms of the level of Chiyuv. It starts out with this brisa by saying, the mitzvah of Vidui is Erev Yom Kippur Mimchashecha. That means on Yom Kippur. The actual Iker mitzvah's Vidui is on Yom Kippur. But, Aval Amru Chachamim already sounds like, but later on the Chachamim came along and they said, that you should say Vidui earlier as well. So right away we see that the Vidui that's on Erev Yom Kippur is a lower level Vidui, a different kind of Vidui than the Vidui on Yom Kippur itself. And what's the concern? Shema Titruf Taito B'Su'uda. So the concern is that you're not going to be focused because you're going to have drunk too much during the meal. But if you think about it, how does that solve the problem? Meaning, if the mitzvah is to say Vidui on Yom Kippur, So why does it help to say vidoy and erev Yom Kippur? I mean, shevetut of taita pasudi, you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah of Yom Kippur properly. So do the mitzvah and erev. Do we say that if there was a concern that you're not going to be able to blow shofar properly on Rosh Hashanah, that you should blow shofar on erev Rosh Hashanah? You take a lul v'nesor or erev sukkis if you're not going to be able to do it properly the next day. Oh, so clearly the difference between the shofar and the lulav example versus the vidui example is vidui is not just a mitzvah sayom of Yom Kippurim, it's also part of the process of tshuva. It may be the critical part of the process of tshuva. Maybe the only maisa mitzvah of tshuva. Everything else is in your mind. Vidui is actually something that you do. It's something that you say. So it could be that the vidui eino chinami is a mitzvah sayom of Yom Kippurim. But it also helps accomplish something. It helps accomplish getting rid of averus. It helps accomplish tshuva. So if that's the case, the mitzvah vidui yom kippur, it accomplishes both. That it's the mitzvah sayom, plus it accomplishes tshuva. It accomplishes getting rid of your averus. So to do the vidui and erev yom kippurim makes plenty of sense. You're not going to be in fulfillment of the mitzvah sayom. And that's why, if you said the vidui and erev yom kippur, of course you're still going to have to say it that night. Problem. That's not why the Gemara says you have to say it that night. The Gemara says you have to say it that night is Shem Yeredvar Kol Kol Basuda, that maybe you did another Avera. Why doesn't the Gemara say, well, you have to say it Erev Yom Kippur to get rid of your Averos, and still say it again that night because it's a mitzvah sayom of Yom Kippurim. So you should say it again that night. That's what the Gemara should say, but the Gemara says say it again that night because who knows, maybe you did more Averos. So one could argue, one could suggest, that Eino Chinami. The reason you would have to say it again that night is it's a mitzvah sayom of Yom Kippurim. But what's the mitzvah sayom? The mitzvah sayom is to say vidui on your chataim, on chataim that you actually have. What's the mechayiv of vidui? It's strange, but what's the mechayiv of tshuva in general? The mechayiv of tshuva is a chait. If you didn't do an avera, so then there's no mitzvah tshuva. The mitzvah of tshuva is only once one does an avera. That's the mechayiv of tshuva. So maybe the Gemara is coming at it from a technical standpoint. Really, it's a mitzvah sayom of Yom Kippurim. But if you have no averus to do tshuva for, then you can't do the mitzvah sayom of Yom Kippurim. If you already said vidui on Erev Yom Kippur, and you already got rid of all your averus, and that was your sincere vidui before you drank anything, you already took care of all of your averus, so there's nothing to be mechayiv you in the vidui, the mitzvah sayom of Yom Kippurim, in the vidui of Yom Kippurim. Oh, so says the Gemara, don't worry, I'm sure you sinned while you ate. I'm sure there's plenty of opportunity to do averus while you had your meal, so don't worry, you still have the mechayiv of vidui and Yom Kippurim.
So, but then do we assume that you've done more averus since the nighttime of Yom Kippur?
So then how do we understand why you're saying another vidui? If you need an avera in order to do more vidui, so how do we understand Shachris and Musaf and Mincha and Ni'ilah? So is there an assumption that the averos build up just like during that short span of the Su'uda, you could have done an averi, you could have done averos in between each of those times also? That's one possibility. I would be more inclined to think that once Yom Kippur comes, for the Avarian, for all of us, for anybody who ever did an Avera, once Yom Kippur comes, it's Mechayev Tshuva with Vidui. But it's not just Mechayev Etshuva with Vidui, all the halachas. You then need to experience Yom Kippur with all of its Viduyim. Meaning, to go from one Vidui of Yom Kippur to the next Vidui of Yom Kippur, you don't need to do another Avera, because that's the Yom Kippur experience. It's you immerse yourself in Vidui. It becomes part of the Tefillah. That's the Mahus of the day, is a day of Tshuva with Vidui. So if that's the case, the Vidui Erev Yom Kippur is problematic, because you have to come into Yom Kippur with a Chait in order to then go through that experience of immersing yourself in the Vidui of Yom Kippur, immersing yourself in the Mahus of the day of Yom Kippurim. So that's why we need the Yeredvar Kol Kol B'Suda, that maybe you did an Avera during the Suda. But each Vidui on Yom Kippur may not require another Avera in between, because each Vidui on Yom Kippur may be just maybe just part of the experience of Yom Kippurim. But in order to kick off that experience, you need the Avera. Now this was all the way, just according to Rashi, just seemingly the way Rashi reads the Gemara. If you look at the Rambam, in source number 3, the Rambam seems to have a little bit of a different read over here. He's not obviously telling us that he's reading the Gemara, he's just going through the halachas and Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, says the Rambam. Yom Kippur muzman tshuva lekol liyachid ulerabim. Yom Kippur is a zman of tshuva for everybody, individually, publicly. V'hu ketz mechila ulerabim. That's a bad translation of lerabim. It's not publicly, but for the community, for the individuals, and for the community. V'hu ketz mechila uslicha liyisrael. It's the ultimate in mechila and slicha and forgiveness for klal yisrael. Lefichach chayav makal lasos tshuva l'svados biyom Kippurim. Because of that very essence and character of the day, so we have to do tshuva and say vidur yom kippur. Umitzvah vidur yom kippurim. The mitzvah vidur yom kippur is sheyaskil me'erev hayom kodem sheyochal. They should start an erev yom kippur before you eat. Shema yechanek besuuda kodem sheyisvada, lest you choke in the meal and then you're not going to be able to say the vidur, because a person chokes and dies, he's not going to be able to say the vidur yom kippur. So it's better to say the vidui before the meal in Yom Kippur, because you never know, you could choke at any moment, and then you're not going to get to the Yom Kippur vidui. Va'afal pishes vada kodem sheochal, chozem misvada b'leil de Yom Kippur ma'arvis, v'chozem misvada b'shachros, musv minchum ne'ila. Notice that he doesn't explain why on that part. Meaning, the Gemara explained two things. The Gemara explained why you would say vidui before the meal, and the Gemara said, because something might happen during the meal. So Rashi understood that something as being an Aveira. The Rambam understands that something as being that you might choke. So something might happen during the meal. The Gemara explained, even though you said that Vidui, say another Vidui later on. And the Gemara explained, because you may have done... Rashi explained that the say the Vidui before the meal, I said it back, right? Say the Vidui before the meal because you might get drunk. And say the Vidui again after the meal, because you might have done an Avera in between. The Rambam says, say the Vidui before the meal, not because you might get drunk, but because you might choke, you might not be around later on. And he never explains why once you did that, you still have to say Vidui after the meal. He just says that you do. He doesn't give the reason that the Gemara gives. Presumably, when he says you might choke, he's just translating Shema Titrov Daito. That Shema Titrov Daito means that you may choke. That's a little bit hard to read into the Gemara also. He's giving a different reason than the Gemara. Right, the Gemara said that the reason you have to say the Vidui before is something's going to be in the Das. The Rambam says you have to say the Vidui before the meal because you might choke. Where does he get that from? That's not in the Gemara. It doesn't appear in Old Masechus. Now that we finished Masechus Yoma, we can say with confidence, that doesn't appear in Old Masechus Yoma. So where does that? That's the one we're always taught, right? That's the one that, because we read the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, that's what we do. But that doesn't appear anywhere. So that's strange, that the Rambam gives a reason for saying it before and not a reason for saying it after. Also strange about the Rambam, what's the concern that you might choke? So let's say a person, Rachman al-Tzlan, chokes in his Sudam of Sekas and drops dead Erev Yom HaKippurim. So now, what's the biggest concern? That he didn't get to do Vidui of Yom HaKippurim. You know what else he didn't get to do? Lulav and Esrog on Sukkos 5 days later. And he's not going to get to do Ner Chanukah that year, and he's not going to eat Matzah that Pesach.
Yeah, but he has all the Chatan from the year built up.
So you're saying it's not about the mitzvahs hayom of Yom HaKippurim, it's about the fact that you got to do tshuva.
Yeah.
That you have to make sure to do tshuva. Is there a greater concern that he's going to choke at the Suda Mafsekas than lunch on Tuesday afternoon in January or February? Meaning, if the concern is that you might choke and Nebuch, the person's going to die with all of his averos, so shouldn't there be a chiyuv vidui before every meal? Why is it dafka the Erev Yom Kippur meal? I mean, you're saying this is not a din in Yom Kippur. This is a din, and just, we don't want someone to leave this world with all their averos without saying a vidui, which, by the way, is a very important inyan. It's one of those things that we do with people who are on their last breaths. We say vidui with them, and that's something, it's a difficult topic to broach with someone who's in that position, but it's the appropriate thing to do, to say vidui with them, and it's the best way to prepare them for what they're about to face, for what's coming. Sometimes a chola has a sense of when it's happening, so you have to be very sensitive with this. You know, a person, I was involved in a situation where I remember when my uncle, Zichrono Livracha, was very, very ill at the end. So my cousin used to stay with him in the hospital, and I've told this story before. It's a remarkable story. My cousin used to sleep with him in the hospital. He slept on one of those chairs that sort of almost folds out, you know, for nights on end. Staying with him, and he kept on saying, you know, Dad, we should say vidui. And my uncle kept on saying, not yet, not interested, doesn't want to. So my cousin kept on getting on the phone with Rabbi Willig or asking a shaila, what do I do? He keeps on telling me no. He said, you know, every once in a while, just, you know, mention it softly, and, you know, you can't keep pushing and pushing and pushing, but every once in a while, mention it softly. So he mentioned every day or so, you know, once a day, you want to say vidui now? No. Okay. So he didn't want to say vidui. 2 o'clock in the morning, my cousin is sleeping next to his father's bed. My uncle hadn't moved in, like, in a few days, and my cousin feels a hand on his arm. And he wakes up and he says, my uncle had pushed himself up to his side and had grabbed him. And he was saying, now, vidui, now. And my cousin said vidui with him, and that was it. Like, sometimes a person just knows when it's the right time and when it's not the right time. Now, I wouldn't bank on that. You know, I don't think that's a normal story. That's the way it happened to work out. But vidui before a person dies is an important thing. It's something that we try to do. But if that's the whole concern of the Rambam, we should say vidui before every meal. Why is the only concern you're going to choke on Erev Yom Kippur? So you could say, well, you know, you're fasting on Yom Kippur, so you might eat a little more quickly, or you might eat a little too much in Erev Yom Kippur, so there's a greater choking hazard. Say vidui before the Seder. That's when you should really say vidui then. That's when people really choke. Ask Hatzalah. People choke when they're stuffing their face with ridiculous amounts of matzah because they want to be yotzei double the chazan ishir, you know, in one blia. You know, that's when people really choke. So why is it? What is it about Erev Yom Kippurim? Right, it's a very difficult Rambam to understand. Not only that, the Gemara made a clear distinction. The Gemara said that the mitzvah of vidui, the Gemara said the mitzvah's vidui is Erev Yom Kippur Mimcha Sheicha. It's only once Yom Kippur starts. It's when it gets dark on the night of Yom Kippur. Aval amru chachamim, but later chachamim said, you should also say vidui earlier because of some technical concerns. The Rambam makes no such distinction. The Rambam says, Yom Kippur is a zman of tshuva, and it's ketzlichu mechila, and therefore everyone has to do vidui. Mitzvahs vidui Yom Kippurim sheyaschil me'erev hayom. And you should know that the mitzvah is, and he's describing the mitzvah. He's not saying some addition to the mitzvah, some extra. The mitzvah vidui is yaschil me'erev hayom. Start early, start an erev Yom Kippur. That's when you say the vidui. So what's going on over here? Behechrich, what you have to say, and Rav Soloveitchik suggests this, it's quoted in Harei Kedem, Rav Shur can say for Rav Soloveitchik's Chiddush HaTorah, that what you have to say is that in the Rambam's view, and it's not clear that he gets this from our Gemara, he must have been pulling from a Tosefta Yerushalmi or something, but in the Rambam's view, the reason we say vidui in Erev Yom Kippurim is not simply because we're concerned that you're not going to be able to do it right on Yom Kippur. The mitzvah's vidui of Erev Yom Kippurim is because on Erev Yom Kippurim, we already have certain dine Yom Kippurim that are chal. That the character of Yom Kippur, the day of Yom Kippur, the Mahus Hayom, already begins a little bit on Erev Yom Kippurim. And it's not so crazy to assume that way. That prior to a Yom Tov, or prior to a day where something's going to happen, that there's a little bit of a character of that day that comes in earlier. We have it by Pesach, Shol and Vidarshim Milchus Achag, Shol Shem Yom Kodem Achag. The Gemara Mesachus Pesachim says, not only, it's not just a din in Talmud Torah, that you should learn the halachas of Yom Tov 30 days before you leave, because the Gemara juxtaposes that halacha with the halacha that if you leave your house within 30 days of Pesach, and you haven't done Bedikah, you got to do Bedikah before you leave your house. But if you leave your house more than 30 days before Pesach, you don't need to do Bedikah. Well, my nafkamina, whether I leave within 30 days or more than 30 days before. If I'm going to be back on Pesach, I have a problem. There's going to be chametz there. If I'm not going to be back on Pesach, I don't have a problem, right? So the my nafkamina, why should 30 days ever matter? Why does that number make any difference? So the Gemara says, oh, because shol and v'darshim, b'lchus achag, lamin yom kodem achag. What? What does that have to do with anything? What does the Talmud Torah of 30 days have to do? So, behechrech, what you have to say, and I think Achronim suggests this, is that what you see is that the halachos of Pesach begin 30 days before Pesach. That there's a little bit of Pesach in the air 30 days before Pesach. That's also what they use to explain the Shver Rashi in Tainus Tav Chavtas, in Yana Dioma. The Gemara in Tainus, Mishnah in Tainus says, Mishenich Nasav Mimat in Besimcha. Then when Chodesh Av comes, we minimize our level of Simcha. So says the Gemara, Kishem Shemisha Nichnasav Mimatin Besimcha, Kach Misha Nichnasadar Marbin Besimcha. So we go around singing the whole time Misha Nichnasadar Marbin Besimcha. The real original line was Misha Nichnasav Mimatin Besimcha. But the Gemara draws a parallel that just like we're Mimait Besimcha Misha Nichnasav, we're also Marbin Besimcha Misha Nichnasadar. Says Rashi, why? Why are we Marbin Besimcha Misha Nichnasadar? So says Rashi, Yimei Nisim Hayu Li Yisrael Purim UPesach. That's Rashi and Tainis. Because of course we're going to have extra Simcha and Adar, because these were days of Nisim for Klal Yisrael. Purim UPesach. So obvious Kasha, all the Achronim ask. He got Purim, right? Purim is in the right month. That's an Adar. Pesach's not an Adar. So what's he talking about? So one possibility, there are several possibilities. One possibility is Misha Nichnas Adar Marvim Simcha. You start adding Simcha when Adar arrives. It doesn't say when to stop. Like, think about Misha Nichnas Av. When Misha Nichnas Av Mimatim B'Simcha. And when does that end? When does that dark cloud of Av leave us? So presumably, at least by Tu B'Av, it's gone. Some of the posts say ready by the middle, by Chatzos of the 10th of Av. But by Tu B'Av, it's got to be gone. Because Lo Hay Yom Tovim Li Yisrael Ke Chamisha Asur B'Av Kiyom HaKippur. So it's got to be gone by Tu B'Av. But what do you mean? I thought Mishnah Nichnasav Matim B'Simcha. I thought it's a din in Chodeshav. So you could say, no, it's a din in Mishnah Nichnasav. But the Gemara doesn't tell us where it ends. So maybe Mishnah Nichnasav, Adar, we really luck out. Because it doesn't end at Purim. It doesn't end at the end of Adar. It continues into the Pesach season. And that's also part of that same Simcha. It's a continuation of the same Simcha. So Mishnah Nichnas Nisan is also Marbin B'Simcha throughout Chodesh Nisan because of the Yom Tov of Pesach. That's possible. If that's the case, by the way, it's the juxtaposition of the two. It's that it's a season of Nisim, so it makes sense that Misha Nichnas Adar is not yet. It's not an Adar Rishon, it's only an Adar Sheni, because that's the one that's really juxtaposed with Pesach. It's that dual sense of Simcha. But maybe there's something else. Maybe a different Pshat. Maybe it's all about Adar. Yimei Nisim Adar Yisrael, Purim UPesach. Because when do we start learning about Pesach? When is Pesach already in the air? The day after Purim, or on Purim itself. So there's a minhag, many have, that they sit and they learn. They start learning the halachas of Pesach at the Purim Suda. Shol and Vidarshan, Shol Shem Yom, Kodem Echad. But it's not just a din in Talmud Torah, it's a din in that's the Mahus Hayom. If we could say that by Pesach, and whether you agree with it by Pesach or not, we could certainly say it by Yom HaKippurim. Gemara, we also had in Yuma, it appears in Rosh Hashanah, it appears in Ksuvus, in several places, the Gemara says, that the Pasuk says, V'nisim estaf shoseichem v'tisha l'chodesh. Pasuk says that we should practice the mitzvah of Inui on the ninth day of the month of Tishrei. So the Gemara says, what? V'chi v'tisha misanin v'alo basar misanin. We don't fast on the ninth day, we fast on the tenth day. Ella says the Gemara, kala ochel v'shosa v'tisha malo l'vakasav kilu misadet shiva siri. Anyone who eats and drinks on Erev Yom Kippurim, the Torah considers it as if he fasted on the ninth and tenth day of Tishrei. What do you see from there? That already on the ninth day of Tishrei, there's some Yom Kippur. There's some element of Yom Kippur. V'nisim esnaf shoseichem b'tisha. It's telling us dinam of Tisha. In the Pasuk about Yom Kippur, in the Pasuk about the Inui of Yom Kippur. And the way some of the Rishonim understand it is that the whole purpose of the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is a hachana for the mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur. And if you don't want to understand it as a hachana, some understand that no, not just a hachana. Yom Kippur is a yantif. And you need to have a su'udas yantif. So where's your su'udas yantif going to be? You're not allowed to have a su'udas yantif on Yom Kippur itself. So we're mekayim sudas yantif on Tisha B'Chodesh. How are we mekayim sudas yantif on Tisha B'Chodesh? It's not yantif, it's not Yom Kippur. Elamai, it is Yom Kippur. It has already a little bit of a character of Yom Kippur. I thought that this not only applies on Erev Yom Kippur, but a raya from the Tosfos in today's daf, I mentioned in the shir today, that it applies after Yom Kippur also. It's a very startling Tosfos. The Gemara says, on Pezayin Amid Beis, that on Motzoi Yom HaKippurim, how many brachos does one say in Shmona Esrei? So the Gemara is Machlokes Tanoim. Tanakama says, Mispal Sheva Me'ein Shmona Esrei. That you should only say seven brachos in your Shmona Esrei on Motzoi Yom HaKippurim. On Yom Kippur itself, of course, it's Yantif, you only say seven brachos. except for Hashan, you would say nine. But in normal Yantiv, you only say seven brachos. But a Mitzvah Yom Kippurim, only seven brachos in the Shemona Esrei. So Rashi says, Pashtus, that the first three brachos are normal, the last three brachos are normal. In the middle bracha, you take all the middle 12 brachos and wrap it into one tefillah called Havinenu, where it covers all the themes of all the middle 12 brachos. And why do you do that? Because everyone's hungry. You got to get home, you need to prepare your suda, you have to eat. You're hungry. That's why we do it. That's how Tosu says. Tosu quotes Rashbam, Taimu Mishum, Dekivan Dakati Hu Betainus, Choshuv Ki Yom HaKippurim, Lachim Mispal Sheva. Says Tosu, you know why you're saying seven brachos? Because it's still Yom Kippur. Aye, but it's not still Yom Kippur, it's Marav HaMatzah Yom HaKippurim. Yeah, but you're still fasting, so it's still Yom Kippur. You're still davening a little Yom Kippur Dika davening. Aye, but Yom Kippur's over. That's why the theme of those brachos is the Havinenu. It's Me'ein Shemona Esrei. But it should actually only be the number of brachos should be like a Yom Kippur, even though you know full well that Yom Kippur's over. So we see that the concept of Yom Kippur extends. It extends a little before, it extends a little bit after. The idea of Yom Kippur already extends. And Salvation doesn't bring that right from Tosos, but this idea that Yom Kippur extends to Erev Yom Kippurim certainly would fit very nicely with what the Rambam is trying to say. The Rambam says Yom Kippur is Ketz Slicha Mechila. It's the ultimate in Slicha Mechila, and that's why we have a mitzvah Zvidui that begins Erev Yom Kippurim. That's the mitzvah Zvidui. Now, what? Say yeah. What? Okay, so certainly I wasn't even going to go there in terms of being most of Mechol Al Kodesh, which, by the way, the Rambam only quotes the din of Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yantiv by Yom Kippur. He doesn't even quote it by Shabbos. To be most of Mechol Al Kodesh by Tosefos Inui, even only on Yom Kippur. So that certainly, even to just add a little bit at the beginning and add a little bit at the end, and there's Machlokas Achronim, whether the Rambam doesn't hold the Machlokas Kesh Mishnah and Lecha Mishnah. When the Rambam doesn't quote the Din of Tosfos Shabbos by Shabbos, does that mean that he doesn't hold of it at all? That he thinks it only exists by Yom Kippur? Or he thinks it's only Daraisa by Yom Kippur and it's Drabana by everything else? Yeah, but that certainly plays into this, the fact that you have the added time. Now, if you think about the Rambam's concern, what's the Rambam's concern? That what's going to happen? Why must the guy already start saying Vidui before his meal on Erev Yom Kippur? Because he might choke and die. And guess what? Dead people are pater from all the mitzvos hayom. Yeah, but if he already was included in the chiyuv, because the yom started already. If Yom Kippur already started and he was already included in the chiyuv, so then you can't just say dead people are pater. Because he had the chiyuv and he didn't do anything about it. So we say, okay, as soon as the chiyuv is chal, you better do something about it. So we say a vidui right away. But there might be something else about that also. Salvezhik points out that it could be that the kaparas Yom HaKippurim extends to dead people also. Kaparas Yom HaKippurim is not only for the living. Yom Kippur is such a powerful mechaper that it could be that it's mechaper for the dead also. There's a Gemara that we all know it by heart, and we've said it 1,000 times, but I don't know if we always pay attention to the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shlosha Svarim, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, Shlosha Svarim Niftachim Barash Hashanah. There are three Svarim open in Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shal Rishon Gemurim, Ve'echad Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, Ve'echad Shal Beinonim. So Tzadikim Gemurim Niftachim Niftachim Ne'altar Chayim, Rishon Gemurim Niftachim Niftachim Ne'altar Lemisa. Now I'm quoting the wrong Gemara here. Look at the Gemara in Erechin, Daf Yud Amud Beis. So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says we have three Svarim. There's the Tzadikim Gemurim, the Beinanim, and the Rishayim Gemurim, right? So we know that Gemara. Tzadikim Gemurim right away are written in the good book. The Rishayim Gemurim right away in the bad book. And the rest of us, the Beinanim, which is 99.9% of us, we're hanging in the balance until Yom Kippur. Look at the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yudam Beis, verse number 5. Dom Rav Yavav Amr Melech Yishar Yisnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mipnei Ma Ein Yisrael Amr Shilir Fnech Barash Shana V'Yom Kippurim. Why does Klal Yisrael not sing Shir on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Amr, this is in the Halal Gemara. Amr Lehen, so Ribbono Shel Olam answers, Efshar, Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Adin, V'Sifrei Chayim, V'Sifrei Mesim, P'suchim Lefana, V'Yisrael Amr Shilir Lefanai. A melech is Yoshev al kisei din. He sits in judgment, and the Sifrei Chaim and the Sifrei Mesim are open in front of him, and they're going to be able to say Shira. Well, which books are open in front of him? The Gemara Rashana said there were three books. There's the books of Tzaddik, the book of Tzaddikim, the book of Rishayim, and the book of Benjamin. And now all of a sudden the Gemara in Erechim has got two books? The Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim? What's going on over here? Elamai, Sifrei Chaim. All three of the books mentioned in the Gemara Rashana are the Sifrei Chaim. Those are the people who are alive. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deciding Tzaddikim, Rishayim, Benjamin. But then there's also Sifrei Mesim. Sifrei Mesim is each and everybody's book after they're already gone. And they're also being judged. It's also a day of kapara for them. That's the kapara is not only with the tzaddikim and the rishonim and the beninim. The kapara is also for the Mesim. So yeah, we're afraid of guy, Shema Yechanik. If he chokes during his Suda Mafsekes, where's his vidui going to be? Well, who cares where his vidui is going to be? He has no mitzvah vidui, he's dead. No, but there's a kapara. So if there's a kapara of Yom HaKippurim for Mesim also, we do want his vidui. His vidui is critical. Shulchan Aruch writes in Tafrei Shchafal of Sivvav, Nagu lidor tzedakos b'Yom HaKippurim b'ad HaMesim. The minig is that we take a neder to give tzedakah on behalf of the Mesim. Yizkar. U'maskir nishmosayim, the rabbi adds, da Mesim gam kein yesh lehem kapara b'Yom HaKippurim. Right there in Shulchan Aruch. Kapara is not just for the Chayim. Kapara is for the Mesim also. That's why we have a Yiskar. That's why we're... I never realized that Yiskar, that we're Menadev Tzedakah. And I certainly didn't realize for a while that I'm Menadev Tzedakah by Yiskar. Because I always, Baruch Hashem, have the ability to still walk out for Yiskar. And someone said to me a couple of years ago, you know, we say that the rabbi is going to give Tzedakah in one of the passages of Yiskar. Thank you for letting me know. So I owed a lot of money. I owed a lot of back money, but it doesn't say how much the rabbi is going to give. So I figured I can cover it all with one check. But that's part of the issue. That's the question: why everybody goes out? Meaning, is it where exactly that minute comes from? Is not so posh. I know Rabbi Lam was when he davened with us on Yom Narayim. He said, it's not contagious, right? Why does everyone have to leave? Let it be a respectful Yizkor where everyone should. Okay, that's the Minag Yisrael, the Dore Doros, as far as I know. So that's the Minag we observe. So again, you see from that Ramah that there is a concept of Kapara for the Mason. Says the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah and Darkei Moshe, also unbelievable. What's the day called? Yom HaKippurim, plural. Why not just Yom Kippur, like we call it? That's not what it's called. That's not the correct name. Yom Kippur is not the correct name. It's Yom HaKippurim, plural. So says the Rama, why? Delekach nekri Yom HaKippurim b'lashon rabim l'chaim l'meisim. Because it's a kapara, both for the chaim and a kapara for the meisim. So again, you see that concept that the meisim also get a kapara on Yom HaKippurim. Good. Now, the Rambam doesn't say which tefillah on Erev Yom Kippur to say Viduya. Right? Go back to that Rambam, source number 3. Yom Kippur is Ketz Tzlich L'Mechil Yisrael. Therefore, everyone has to do tshuva elus vadlus b'Yom Kippur. Mitzvahs Vidu Yom Kippurim sheyaschil me'erev hayom. Kodem sheyochal. At some point in Erev hayom, before you eat. He doesn't say by mincha. Right? He just says you have to do it me'erev hayom. L'mechaber, in source number 9, Sim Tafresh Zayin, Sorech lus vadlus b'mincha kodem sudam efsekes. Dafka, it's got to be by Mincha, before the Sudam of Sekes. So, what's the din? Is this a din in the Sudam of Sekes? Or is it a din in Mincha? Meaning, the vidui that you say on Erev Yom Kippur, is that a din in the Mincha of Erev Yom Kippur? That's the Mechayiv of the vidui? I mean, this idea, let's assume the idea that we said is correct, that somehow the character of the Erev Yom Kippur extends early. So does that mean that the entire Erev Yom Kippurim is a shtick Yom Kippur, has a little bit of a character of Yom Kippur, and therefore the vidui is a din in Erev Yom Kippur? It's not a din in Mincha. You got to do it before the Sudam of Sekes, because like the Rambam says, you might choke, so it's got to be before the Sudam of Sekes, but it's got to be one time before the Sudam of Sekes. Shachris, Mincha, whatever, it doesn't matter. Or do you say, no, it goes to the closest tefillah. The tefillah right before Yom Kippur is the tefillah's Mincha. So, L'may Nafkamina, of course you're always going to say it in Mincha. Nafkamina is, what if a person missed Shachris on Erev Yom Kippur in the morning? So he's got to be mispalo twice, mincha. So whenever you do tefillas tashlumin, very important to know, whenever you do tefillas tashlumin, which tefillah is number one, which tefillah is number two? So number one, the first tefillah yadavin is the current chiyuv. And then the tefillas tashlumin is for the makeup for what you missed. When should you say the vidui? If a person missed Shachris in Erev Yom Kippur. If you hold it to din in the last one before the Sudam of Sekes, because you just got to get it in before the Sudam of Sekes, so then maybe you should say it by the second one. So din in Erev Yom Kippur, so do it before the Sudam of Sekes. So din in doing it on Erev Yom Kippur, sometime before the Sudam of Sekes. So the second tefillah would be fine. But if it's din in Mincha, well, only the first Monasri is really a Mincha. So then you should say it Dafka by the first Monasri. So Yesh Lachor, there's what to discuss. On that issue, there's a similar chakira, Rabbi Kiv Eger, by Havdalah b'tfila. When we say Havdalah b'tfila on Matzoy Shabbos, so what's that a din in? Is that a din in Maariv of Matzoy Shabbos, or is it a din in the first tfila after Shabbos is over? L'mainav kamina, person misses Maariv Matzoy Shabbos. So Yidavin's Tashlumin, which by the way also relates to today's Daf. Tosus brought a raya from the fact that we even Davin Tashlumin for a missed Maariv. Tosus says, wait a second, we paskin Tefillas Arav is Rishus. Why do you even have to Davin a Tashlumin? Tefillas Arav is Rishus. Why would you make up for a Rishus? You shouldn't have to Davin a Tashlumin the next day. But the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed says, you do have to Davin Tashlumin the next day. So that's part of Tosus' Yisod. He says in Brachas Chavav, in Yuma Pezayin, so it says, Tefillas Arvis Rishus does not mean Rishus. It means it's less of a chiyuv than other tefillas. But it's still an absolute chiyuv. I mean, it's very difficult for people to be magdir things like this because we're used to thinking of everything in black and white. Either you have to do it or you don't have to do it. But there are certain things that are clear obligations. Let's say, Tefila B'tzibur. It's an obligation to daven B'tzibur, right? So what, if you're not going to daven the Tzibur, better not to daven? No, if you're not going to daven the Tzibur, so you daven b'yichidus. That means it's not an obligation then. If I can, you know, if something comes up and I have to daven b'yichidus and I'm allowed to daven b'yichidus rather than daven b'tzibur, so it means it's not an obligation. No, it's still an obligation. It's still an obligation, but it's not as big of an obligation as tefillah in general. To daven at all is a bigger obligation. Tefillah in a Beis HaKnesses. It's not rishus, it's an obligation. Of course you got to daven in a Beis HaKnesses. Right? That's all the Gemara's at the beginning of Brachos. It's an absolute chiyuv. Does that mean that there's never a reason to daven anywhere outside of a Beis HaKnesses? No. Sometimes there are the, so Tosfos says this concept, Tefillas Arvis Rishus doesn't mean that it's not a chiyuv. Of course it's a chiyuv. It just means that the excuse that you need to miss Maariv is less of an excuse than the excuse that you need to miss Shachris or Mincha. But you need an excuse. You can't just miss one or the other. But anyway, the Gemara says that if you miss Maariv on any night of the week, you would daven Shachris twice the next day. Let's say you miss Maariv on Motzai Shabbos. So you're davening Shachris twice the next day. When do you say Havdalah B'chonei Nadas? In the first Shmoneh Esrei or in the second Shmoneh Esrei? Shabbat Kivegra, such a similar Chakira. What's the din of Havdalah B'tfilah? Is it a din in the first Shmona Esrei after Shabbos? Or is it a din in the Motzoi Shabbos Maariv? If it's a din in the first Shmona Esrei after Shabbos, so then you say it in the Shachris if you missed Maariv, because that's your first Shmona Esrei. But if you say it's a din in Maariv and Motzoi Shabbos, so then you would say it in the second Shmona Esrei on Sunday morning, because that's the one that's the Tashlumin for Maariv the night before. So that's a very similar Chakira over here. So what's the din in Achila on what's the din in the Vidway in Erev Yom Kippur? Is it a din in the Mincha of Erev Yom Kippur? Or is it a din in the last Tfilah before the Sudam of Sekes? Now one more, there's a lot more points to make, but we'll try to be mitzamtzem a little bit. When do we say this Vidway? So the Gemara already said that there's a difference between a Yachid and a Shliach Tzibur. That the Yachid says the Vidoy after his Shmoneh Esrei is over, but the Shliach Tzibur says it during the Shmoneh Esrei. So again, Rav Soloveitchik has a fascinating point over here. The Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Zayin also spells that out, but it's exactly straight from the Gemara. Yachid achar tfilaso shliach zibur be'emtza tfilaso bracha revius. Good, the shliach zibur in the middle of the Shmon Esrei, not after the Shmon Esrei. Why? The Gemara didn't say why. If Vidui is part, every other part of Shmon Esrei lines up perfectly. What a Yachid does, the shliach zibur does. So why would it be that Dafka by the Vidui, we're going to move its location to a different part of Shmon Esrei? Why would it jump? So Salvation explained that Vidui has to be part of the Tefillah, because Vidui has to be, the Rambam describes it, Lefnei Hashem. And the greatest sense of Lefnei Hashem that a person ever has is B'Tefillah. That's part of why we're so makbid on Tefillah B'Beis HaKnesses and Tefillah with a room that has an Aron Kodesh, because we want to enhance that sense of Lefnei Hashem. That we should be Lefnei Hashem. That's what Tefillah is. The definition of Tefillah, the Rambam defines, is Amida Lefnei Hashem. That's what the famous Reb Chaim in Hilchos Tefillah, that if a person doesn't even have Kavanah, that he's Omid Lefnei Hashem, then it's not a Tefillah. Whatever he's doing, he's saying words, it's not Tefillah. Whatever he's doing, can't call it Tefillah. Tefillah by definition is Lefnei Hashem. Vidui needs to be Lefnei Hashem, so it needs to be in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. It needs to be as part of the Tefillah. Here's the difference. When does a Yachid's Tefillah end? So the halacha is the Yachid is still considered in the middle of his Tefillah until he takes his three steps back. Once he removes himself from the Tefillah, he takes three steps back from the Tefillah, then he's not in the Tefillah. But when you have a Shliach Tzibur davening, the Shliach Tzibur is representing the Tzibur. And he's davening, as Rav Soloveitchik developed this idea in Yortzeit Shir, it's not just davening a tefillas tzibur, he's davening a tefillas ha-tzibur. It's a tefillah on behalf of the entire tzibur. He's a shaliach on behalf of the entire tzibur. Once he says the last bracha, his shlichus is over. If his shlichus is over, his tefillah is over. If he were to then say vidui, he missed the boat. It's too late. The end point of tefillah is different for a yachid than it is for the shliach tzibur. For the yachid, it's when he decides to step back. For the shliach tzibur, it's as soon as the shlichus is over, as soon as all the brachos are over, and the shlichus is over. And that's why we have the different placement of the brachos, of the vidui rather, in the two Shmoneh Esrei. Okay.